You're listening to the Evangel Wichita podcast, recorded live each week at Evangel Assembly of God in Wichita, Kansas. Download each week for fresh, relevant messages from the preaching team. Open your minds. Here we go.
They're popping up, and they sell more than calendars, but there's calendars in there. Everyone likes to get a new calendar at the beginning of the year. I don't know if anyone still uses calendars. They have digital calendars, but they have stores for them still. And I can remember every year I would go and get my Dallas Cowboys desk calendar. This is a holy moment. Okay, so, but I would, every year I would go look for my Dallas Cowboy calendar as a desk calendar. And every day I would look forward to it, have trivia or different things about the Cowboys, how great they are. Anyway, so, and every day I would rip off a new day, right? So it would start out really thick, and every day you'd rip off. And I remember going every year, and some years I would wait till after the year because it's cheaper. Once today happens, calendars are a little cheaper. They go on sale. So I would go get it on sale. But it was exciting for me to go every day. It was like this fresh start. It was like you pull it out of the box, and it was this big, thick calendar, and I set it on my desk, and I would be able to rip it off. And for years, I did that. And so at the end of the year, it was like this big accomplishment that I got to the end of that calendar. That I ripped off every page, that I read the things, and it was just this big deal. And then I could go get a new, fresh one when January hit again. The next year, I would get this brand new calendar. It was fresh. It was a new beginning. I would take it out, and it was thick again. I'd say, January 1st, and if you bought it early, it had the years, it had the months before. But if you get it on January 1st, it has... I was excited. It was a new beginning, a new calendar, something fresh. Nothing had been written on it yet. I was ready to go. I was ready to start brand new. It was this excitement. And as we move into January 1st, as we're here, as we move into this new year 2017, I believe that God enjoys making things new. He enjoys making things new. And I want to share some scripture with you before we move into this time of communion about how God enjoys making things new. And no matter where you are today, what stuff you've brought in with you, and we talked about this last week, this week, the holidays are hard for people. Sometimes we carry a lot of burdens and a lot of things, but God enjoys making things new today. I want to show you some scripture. If you have your phones, I don't have them on the screen today, but if you have your phone or your Bible with you, you can turn with me, you can flip around. We're going to read some scriptures, and I'm going to start Revelation 21:5. I'm going to go all the way to the end. So open your Bible and turn right. It's all the way that way, okay? All the way to the end. Revelation 21:5. These words say, "He who was seated on the throne said, 'I am making everything new. I am making everything new.'" And he says this, "Write this down, for these words are trustworthy and true." Trustworthy and true. I am making everything new. Now, go back to the left a little bit in the New Testament. We talked about Paul just a second ago, but let's go to 2 Corinthians. So go back towards the middle a little bit. 2 Corinthians 5:17. Paul writes about how God likes making things new. He writes in his second letter to this church in Corinth, he says, "Therefore, if anyone is in Christ," this is exciting, "the new creation has come." Then it gets even better. "The old is gone, the new is here." The new is here. So I'm reading this, and I'm thinking about this brand new year starting 2017, and I'm so excited that I said, when I come to know Jesus, I can have a brand new start. I can have a new beginning. It doesn't matter the junk that I bring with me, I can have a brand new start. He's like in the making new business today, God is. He makes things new. He gives me the chance to start over, right? He gives me the chance to start over. And you look. You go all the way back. So I went all the way to the right in the Bible. Go all the way to the left, back to the beginning. Genesis chapter 1, verse 1. Look how the Bible begins. It says, "God, in the beginning, God." The new beginning. Here it is. God. And I started thinking about this new beginnings. And maybe you can relate to this, but have you ever had one of those days where things start out okay, but it gets crazy and crazy, and it just starts going downhill and downhill, and you are just like, how did it get here? I woke up fine today. I didn't wake up on the wrong side of the bed. But this day has just hit me one way or another way. And you just want to get to that point where you're like, I just need to hit the reset button on today. I need to hit the reset button. I need to start over. I can relate. I know that there have been times when we're having conversations in my family at home, and it gets to the point where I'm like, okay, we just got to hit the reset button, start all over, because this conversation's getting going the wrong way quick. New beginnings. And God, in His infinite wisdom, knew that we needed constant new beginnings, right? And if you look at creation, look how He created things. Everything in creation revolves around new beginnings. I was just thinking about that new beginnings idea today, or this past week, and I thought, you know, every day begins brand new. If I had that crazy day, I know that tomorrow it's going to be a brand new day. That every 24 hours I get to start over again. And all the mess ups, I can say, okay, God, tomorrow it's going to be a lot better. New beginning, God. Like when it's darkest at night, the dawn comes, right? So it's like, I know the light is going to come. And then every day leads into a new week. If the week hasn't been so good, there's going to be a new week coming. Every week leads into a new month. Every month leads into a new year. You get the idea. You look past and look into creation. You look at the seasons and how we have seasons that kind of move one to another and things become new. They change and they start over with the new seasons every time. Look at the gift of life. Each new baby that's born is a new beginning in the world, right? A new beginning. It's been said that a new universe is created every time a baby is born. It's a new beginning. As we look through the Bible, you can constantly see, you go from Genesis to Revelation, you can constantly see new beginnings, new things starting as you read through the Scriptures. When things got dark, when things got tough, there was a new beginning. There was a new opportunity God offered. Hey, here's a new beginning for you. I mean, you look through the Moses. Hey, things were dark. Here's a new beginning through Moses. I'm going to bring Moses. You look at Samuel. Here's a new beginning. King David. Here's a new beginning. And last week we talked about a new beginning, didn't we? We celebrated on December 25th every year. Jesus. This new beginning. This new beginning. And I mentioned this scripture to you last week, John 1:1, that after 400 years of no prophetic voice, here all of a sudden God starts something new, something fresh. And it says, John 1:1, in the beginning was the Word. Here comes this new beginning through Jesus. Jesus comes to complete God's revelation to man. It was the beginning of something new. It was the beginning of this time of God's grace as He began to reveal His plan of salvation to the world. He sent Jesus. And today, awesome, January 1st, 2017, is a day of grace for you. It's a day of grace for me. It's a brand new start. It's a day of beginning. Old things can pass away. New things will come through Jesus. That's awesome. I mean, you may be here saying, well, Mark, here we are, January 1st, 2017. I'm stuck in a habit that's just not cool. I don't like what I'm going through. I don't like the things that I'm facing. I'm discouraged by the constant battle with this habit. It's embarrassing. Or you're sitting here and saying, you know, I'm discouraged, Mark, by the last year. There's so many failures. As I look back at 2016, so many failures. I'm so discouraged. Or you're sitting here saying, on this January 1st, there's so many broken relationships that make me feel hopeless right now. God's offering you new beginnings. New beginning today. He's telling you, I will make all things new in your life. We have this incredible opportunity. God's there in the beginning. He's here for us today. And here's the challenge. Even though we walk with all the baggage and the junk, we can choose to start 2017 brand new in Jesus. We can move past all the junk and move forward with Jesus. And the new year is just beginning. The new year is just beginning. And I know at this time of year, it's popular to make New Year's resolutions. This is much more than a New Year resolution. This is a choice that says, you know what? I'm with Jesus. It's brand new. As I move into this new year, I'm with Jesus. in my beginning, God, I'm with you. I'm with you. And I can't wait to see what God does through each of you and each of us in this church as we take that step, that new beginning, and move forward with him. And then I can't wait to see what God does through his church as we come together as one that say, in my beginning, God, I follow Jesus. I'm making it a new start. So the question is this. Do you need a new start today? Do you need a new start today? Do you need a new beginning today? This is more than a resolution. I'm not asking you to make a pledge or anything. Do you need a new start, a new direction? We're about to step into a time of communion where we remember what Jesus has done for us. And it's a perfect time for us to make that commitment, that new start in Jesus.
Thanks for listening to this week's podcast. For more great teaching, check us out on the web at evangelwichita.org or connect with us at facebook.com/evangelwichita.